Now, to a congressional sponsor of the bill that so many immigrants and their supporters were protesting against yesterday, at rallies around the country, one could hear denunciations of proposed state laws and also of the House bill that's often named for the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, James Sensenbrenner. For example, this denunciation was from Jaime Contreras, head of a Washington, D.C. area pro-immigrant group.
Laws making immigrants felons building fences along the border and mass deportations are not the solution.
Making immigrants felons, building fences, mass deportations, that's a critic's view of what the House bill would do. For a supporter's view of it, we turn to one of the bill's sponsors, Representative Dan Lundgren. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Representative Lundgren, I should say, is a California Republican. You're on Judiciary as well. You're former Attorney General of California, and interestingly, you worked on the 1986 immigration bill when you were in the House. You heard how this bill has been characterized. Are your critics essentially correct that you're treating immigration as a crime wave, and they say you're mischaracterizing their motives in being here?
Well, there's a mischaracterization of the bill. Of those three things suggested about the bill, only one is true. The bill does authorize building of a fence maximum of 700 miles along our 1,960-mile southern border. Interestingly enough, when they talk about making felons of those who are here illegally, that refers to the section of the bill that talks about making it a crime to have illegal status in the United States. And there was an effort by those of us on the Republican side to break that down from a felony to a misdemeanor. But the Democrats voted overwhelmingly to keep it as a felony.
They would say they wouldn't want it to have prettified a bill that they opposed at its core in any case.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is there was an effort to try and improve the bill to bring it to misdemeanor status.
Well, on the point
there,
of mass
there is no support. Yeah, but there's no support, as I know, for mass deportation.
But isn't there something, whereas I understand that you're saying it's off the table, as Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina put it, to deport or incarcerate 11 million people? Seems something fundamentally hypocritical about saying, don't think just because we're trying to criminalize this, everybody's going to be put in jail or thrown out of the country. Why shouldn't they if they're going to be criminalized?
Well, I don't call it hypocritical. I talk about it being the conundrum that faces the American people that recognize that we do rely somewhat on foreign labor. It has been illegal because we haven't had a program that's been effective to regularize it. And on the other hand, I think there's a deep-seated concern about breaking the law, not following the rules. You know, ever since we've been little kids, we've always sensed that something's wrong with cutting in line. And in this equation, we spend all of our time talking about the people who are presently here illegally, and we never talk about the millions upon millions of people around the world from Africa, from Asia, who in some cases are in just as dire, if not more dire circumstances,
but
who want to come here.
Isn't there a more fundamental question, which is, how many immigrant workers does the U.S. economy actually need?
Oh, I don't have any problem saying that we rely a great deal on immigrant labor. But, I mean, we have to set some rules, a rational basis for deciding when someone is here on a legal basis or not.
Can you see yourself agreeing to what I think was the core of what appeared to be a Senate compromise for Ellen, which is to say, let's deal with the influx of people in the future in a different way with greater security, but let's deal with the population that's here already in an entirely different way. Let's get them in line for legal status, i.e. citizenship, if they've been here for several years. Is that a trade-off, a compromise that makes any sense to you at all?
I don't know at this point. I mean, if everybody says that we can't have amnesty and everybody's against amnesty...
Well, they could be against the word amnesty, but if they're saying if you've been here for over 5 years, you can get in the queue legally and not have to wait behind other people abroad, whatever that is, there are a lot of people who seem to be in favor of it.
Well, I would put it this way. Maybe we ought to look at something that is halfway between that and those who say we can't have any program. What's wrong with saying you can stay here in a continued legal status, but because amnesty means full forgiveness for an illegal act, the ultimate prize, which is citizenship, would be denied. If you wanted to become a citizen, you'd have to return to your home country and start over like everybody else. Now, I don't know if that is totally satisfying for anybody, but that might be the way we work ourselves out of the loggerhead situation that we find ourselves in right now.
But isn't that precisely the situation that we are in right now, which is to
say
we have a lot of people in the country who are working, but they're not part of our political society. They're part of our economy.
They're not here legally. I would give them legal status. I'm trying to find a way to work our way through this problem.
Is there a risk that immigration in 2006 would be, for the Republicans, what health care reform was for the Democrats in 1994?
Well, I think there'd be a plague on both houses, frankly. The worst thing we could possibly do is to do nothing, because if we have a terrorist attack of any scale involving anybody who came across our southern border illegally, we would probably pass draconian legislation that we would regret. My Democratic friends keep saying it's going to be a real problem for Republicans if we don't do something. It's going to be a real problem for Democrats as well, because it's going to be a real problem for America.
Congressman Dan Lundgren, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you today.
Representative Lundgren is a Republican from California, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and a sponsor of the House Immigration Bill.